This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 456. Apply Adriana's advice to achieve IELTS 7 and up.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In this episode, you'll learn how Adriana, a student from Brazil, increased her listening by 2 bands and her writing by 1.5 bands to reach that overall 7 and get past IELTS forever. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome if this is your first time to the show. If not, welcome back. We are here with a very special guest today, a student from our course I have worked with in the past. And you know what, guys? She, after today, after recording with me and talking to the audience, she never has to think about IELTS again. So that dream... I know, the dream is real, you guys. Adriana, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I have no words to thank you, Jessica, for all that you provide in this course.
My pleasure. I'm happy it's working.
Yeah.
So, Adriana, tell us about your most recent IELTS scores.
Well, recently, like, Two or three weeks ago, I got my IELTS scores, and impressively, I got 7.5 in listening. Reading and writing, I got 6.5. And speaking, it was 7, so my overall was 7.
And that is exactly what you needed, right?
My overall, yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So what are you using this score for? Why did you need an overall 7?
Jessica, as you know, I am a veterinarian. And because I'm living in the US, I would like to work here as a vet. And this is part of the process. It's mandatory. You get these scores to apply for, start the process to validate my license here.
Okay, so let's talk about your journey to this overall 7. Had you taken IELTS before?
Yes, actually, this last time it was my attempt number 6.
Oh my God, Adriana!
I know, but you know, my problem was I got, let's see, how can I explain this? It's confusing. 2 years ago, I couldn't barely say my name in English. So I was trying to get my IELTS score in the time that was not enough. I should start learning English because my English skills were not enough to get my score. So how could I say, oh, I will get this score now. I'm confident. But I wasn't. I was nervous. I was, you know, once I got 5 in writing, I cried one whole day.
Oh,
I said, no, because at home I know everything. But during the test, I was nervous and it was not enough. And I had different teachers and different opinions because I was studying. I live in a small town. And my teachers here in this area are used to teach about TOEFL. And I was confused. And they said, each teacher said one thing different. And I was lost.
So, wait a minute. So, Okay. I mean, this is a common situation to find oneself in if you're in the States. There are a lot more TOEFL prep classes, a lot more teachers familiar with TOEFL. When I came back to the States from living in Taiwan, of course, I'd only focused on IELTS for most of my career. And I had to teach a TOEFL class when I got here. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard. I mean, I was as honest as I could be with the students. Like, okay, I this is what works on IELTS, but it's not going to work on TOEFL. And, yeah. You know, it's really impossible to teach both. So were your teachers honest with you? Like, did they?
No, not really.
Oh,
they
no.
said, if you, they, you know what they said? It's a shame because they said, oh, no, I don't teach IELTS, but I teach TOEFL, which is more difficult than IELTS. And if you study for TOEFL, you can succeed well in IELTS. But it's not true because it's completely different test, and because they are not familiar with, they put us in a trouble, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's terrible. That yeah. is, you know, sometimes we get comments about, maybe sometimes it feels like we're too negative about, we come down too hard on language schools and classrooms sometimes. And mm-hmm. guys, I mean, there are a lot of good, there are amazing teachers out there. I know this. There are amazing classes out there that you could take, okay? They're not all bad, but you have to focus on your goals, right?
Yeah.
If you're preparing for IELTS, then I've worked in language schools. I've worked in schools that only focus on IELTS test prep. Like I have experience, you know, in the realm, and I could, you know, language schools are businesses.
Yeah.
They're businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the fault of the teachers often,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's like the administration of the school will tell the teachers, like, if a student asks for IELTS, just tell them you can do it because we're going to take their money and
yeah.
like
yeah.
they
Jessica,
need to enroll.
You will agree with me. One thing is I can teach you English skills. I can teach
yeah.
you grammar, whatever. But
right.
another thing is I can prepare you for IELTS because
yeah.
they have a peculiar way to evaluate our English during in this test. And if they are not familiar with, they should be honest and said, I'm not familiar
yeah.
with this. I can help you with about English. Period.
Exactly. Exactly. And which is also worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honesty will get you everywhere. I mean, imagine if we're in this situation again, right? And like, and the teacher said, well, to be honest, I mean, I'm not very familiar with the IELTS exam. However,
mm-hmm.
and in your case, Adriana, at that time, the teacher could have said, however, I know you do need at least an intermediate level, hopefully upper intermediate level of English overall in order to succeed.
Yeah.
So I can help you get there. I can help with your fluency, your vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation. But for testing strategies specifically, you may have to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
You still could have studied with that person and
mm-hmm.
gotten a lot out of it
yeah.
instead of learning strategies that didn't help,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
When you started studying, it sounds like you were at like lower than an intermediate level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So guys, I mean, this is really useful, really honest advice, guys. You cannot start studying for the IELTS exam before an intermediate level. You can't. It's a waste of time. Like, you won't be able to understand what you're hearing or reading.
It increases your frustration and anxiety.
Yeah.
Just
exactly. Exactly. I mean, I know a lot of our listeners and you and me, we are all too hard on ourselves often. I'm sort of in a phase in my life right now. I'm really trying to improve this bad habit. But when you are a determined person,
mm-hmm.
you have high expectations of yourself, which
yeah.
is beneficial, right? Because we achieve a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're way too hard on ourselves often, right?
Yeah.
Like having these high expectations. So guys, like step by step, you know, like you need to improve your overall English first before you can tackle the IELTS exam. Okay, so the exam before you took our course,
mm-hmm.
right? So your English had improved,
yeah.
you've been studying for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What scores did you get then?
My first test, I got 5.5 in listening, 6 in reading, and 6.5 in speaking, but my writing was a disaster, was 5.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's why you decided to join our course, I guess, is right? Because you needed these strategies and you couldn't get them in your town. So let's see. Let's talk about how you improved, okay? Let's take it section by section here. Let's start with speaking. So what do you feel like helped you improve that score to a 7 on the speaking exam?
Well, Jessica, because I followed the roadmap, I found an excellent teacher on iTalki,
and awesome.
I said I will choose this teacher because she is British, and at the beginning I was struggling to understand what she was saying, but after classes, I said, okay, now I'm comfortable with this accent. And I said to her, please don't talk to me in slow voice, like talk normal speed.
Yeah, good.
And she was effective. We had a lot of practice. And this is the best way that I assume that I succeed well in speaking test.
Yeah. Well, I'd imagine that helped improve your listening by 2 whole band points also, right?
Yes.
Getting used to that accent.
But
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but we had one class on Skype.
And I do remember.
I said, Jessica, they speak so fast, I cannot find the answer. And you said, okay, I will give you, and this was the gold tip. Listen the audio and look at the answers. As soon as you practice this like 3, 4, 5 times, you will recognize when the answer is coming.
Yeah.
And my ears opened and like a song in my ears. I said, I got the answers. I can't believe it. It's so simple. Tip. It, everything changed. You saw I moved my score to 7.5.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, 2 whole band points.
Yes.
5.5 to a 7.5.
Yes.
Guys, what Adriana is talking about here is we had a one-on-one Skype class. So if you are interested in a one-on-one class with me, guys, you have to be a student in our course. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you could sign up and I could teach you. So what this is a golden tip. And we actually did an episode about this a while ago. I'm sure I sent you the link when we were talking during the VIP lesson. So guys, there's this idea of working backwards. I mean, the way Adriana explained it just now is perfect. This very specific way of improving your listening score. This also works on reading, by the way. If you want a link to that episode, guys, come back to the blog, ielts.allearsenglish.com. Search for episode 456. That's this one. And I'll link to that other one about working backwards. So if you're struggling as well, there is, you know, there's an IELTS rhythm. There's a way that the answers are delivered and said and emphasized. And you can get used to it. So we need to sometimes change our perspective on how we're preparing. It's not just linear. You don't just study and do test and test and test. Sometimes you have to go backwards, right?
Yeah.
So look at the test, listen to the audio, read the audio script, write the answers before you listen, right? Just approach it from different angles. Sometimes that's all it takes to experience a breakthrough, right? Because if you're just doing the same thing again and again, like hitting your head against the wall and nothing's changing, we need to find a different way in. And sometimes that's through the back door. Sometimes it's through a window, but there are ways to change. Okay, awesome. So speaking, you just worked on your fluency. You practiced with an iTalki teacher.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there were any speaking strategies that helped you on test day?
Well, I think the most important part during the speaking test was in the course you explain, don't use fancy words at the beginning. Be clear. Speak with rhythm. Use proper vocabulary in each part. I think it was an effective way to, at least for me, to approach yeah. this because my expectation, I said, oh, okay, I feel good, but I don't know if I got 7. And I yeah. did it. So it's very effective. It works.
That's awesome. I think this idea of appropriacy, you can't teach yourself appropriacy, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're not a native speaker, it's hard to know what sort of sentence structure and vocabulary is appropriate according to the tone of the question. If yeah. it's personal, informal, formal, right? Like, how do you know that if you didn't grow up with the language? And plus, what does IELTS think is appropriate in speaking and writing? I don't think we're like born knowing that. Not even native speakers know that. So, yeah. Guys, it is really important to know the expectations of the test. Yeah. And specifically IELTS, not TOEFL. Okay. So reading, you also improved by half a band. Mm-hmm. What do you think helped you there? If you could think of like one strategy or question type you understood, or what do you think helped you on test day? Hello, awesome students. If you are experiencing IELTS difficulties and you need to get that score for university, for immigration, for your next big dream in life, don't waste any more time. Get into 3Keys IELTS today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I think the most important, you said, read newspapers, and mm-hmm. I subscribed in New York Times.
Awesome.
3 times a week. And
oh, wow.
Always when I heard the bell, like, oh, newspapers came. Okay, I will read, but not word by word. I try to yeah. just scan and skimming and scan, practicing and covered, and try to explain to myself what the article was about.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is such good IELTS practice.
I started writing a journal also about what I had read. I said, today I read blah, blah, blah. And it sounds like crazy, but it's amazing. It's very effective.
You know, I love this. Guys, the speaking fluency and writing fluency, how do we develop it? Adriana just gave you guys some really good tips. We don't often think of writing fluency. Yeah, I mean, guys, I've written some articles about this that I will also link to in the blog. So yeah, writing fluency, just the ability to translate what is in our head onto the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not easy. So journaling is a fantastic way to do that. And the other thing I really love about what you just said is exploiting our materials. So just reading a newspaper article, right? That's great. That's great. But we can learn more. We can practice more. After you read something, after you watch something, after you listen to a podcast, write about it. Talk to yourself about it. This is how we develop a comfort in expressing ourselves, right? And not just speaking, but also writing, like having a journal. That's fantastic. Okay, cool. And then, so I think the journaling probably helped improve that writing score, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What else do you think helped raise that score from an incredible 5 to a 6.5? How did you accomplish that?
In reading, you said?
No, in writing.
I know. I can tell you. I did more than 50 tasks, 1 and 2.
Wait, like 5-0?
5-0. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because wow. As I panicked when I saw graphs, tables,
yeah.
and everything, because I could understand, but not in 20 minutes. And yeah. I read everything about it and the irony is my husband is an economist and he looked at that and said, Adriana, this is obvious. How can you say this is hard? This is ridiculous. It's so easy. And I said,
oh God,
no, it's not easy. It's hard. And I cried, but.
Oh God.
Yeah. Because you know, Brazilians, we are very sensitive. We cried super easy.
Oh, honey, maybe I have some Brazilian in my blood then, because I also cry super easily.
Because I felt this desperate. I said, I need a miracle. So what was my miracle? I found you inside the three keys of IELTS, a special package that you have how to understand better each part of the graph, which part we have to choose, and how to insert adverb and adjective to make the noun more fancy.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's all about adjectives and adverbs.
And I did.
I think with task one, I mean, like you're saying, and unless you're an economist, I mean, it's going to be ridiculous for everyone because it doesn't make sense. I mean, I went to university. I have a bachelor's. I have a master's.
Yeah.
When I looked at task one, I didn't know how to write about it. I studied languages. So it's not immediately apparent. And I think that's one of the premier benefits. Primary benefits, both of those adjectives work, of the task one part of the module is that we make it simple, right? Like, don't freak out about it. Just these are the numbers that are important. Put them in your essay. Use these words.
Yes.
Like, that's all. So do you feel like after looking at the task one module, that really sort of simplified it for you? Did you feel like you understood it after that?
Absolutely. However, because inside of me, I had this sensation that I know everything here at my home, but when I'm in the test room, I was nervous. I said, okay, the only way to be familiar with is practice. And it was I did.
Okay. Well, it paid off.
Yeah.
I mean, now you never have to write a task one essay ever again. So, I mean, that's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
So, Adriana, now that you got this overall seven, what does this free you up to do? What are you going to do now in life?
Well, now I'm ready to move forward, you know, and soon I will take my first science exam in my field.
Oh, wow.
And I have to take three more tests and so on.
Okay.
But, you know, even though it's a long way, now after I learned English in 2 years.
Yeah,
and got IELTS score overall seven, I'm ready for anything.
Totally. But that's so amazing, though. I mean, seriously, the level of achievement in English you have reached in such a short time is incredible. And I think just in the few ways that you've described your preparation, it shows what a hardworking person you are.
Yeah.
And that's, guys, that's what it takes. The Adriana's story, this is what it takes. If you guys are going to get past IELTS and just have this sense of relief that Adriana now has, you have to work hard, you know? But, you know, also take that other part of advice where there are ways of working hard that are not helpful, like enrolling in a TOEFL course or, you know what I mean? So it does take a lot of hard work. But guys, put that hard work to good effect.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't waste your level of determination, because then that sort of can steal your confidence and it just, it makes things worse. And then you end up crying all day because you get a 5 for writing.
Yes.
So let's not do that. Let's learn from Adriana's story. Okay. Awesome. So Adriana, do you have any last words of wisdom for our IELTS candidates out there in their preparation?
Jessica, I think the key word is commitment. At the beginning of your course, you said, guys, you have to be committed with this course and select your priority. If your priority is get successful in IELTS world, you have to practice. There is no magic. We have to practice. Yep. And I learned in a effective way that practice makes perfect. We have to practice many times, as much as you can.
That's fantastic advice. You know what? The hard truth, tough love. Sometimes that's what we need. to be reminded of. Yeah, so yeah, true. Exactly. Okay, guys, if you want to learn the strategies that helped Adriana get that overall 7, improve her listening by 2 whole band points, improve her writing by a whole band and a half, just incredible, you can go to IELTS.allearsenglish, and that will send you to our website. You could check out our materials. If you want to get into the course, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Awesome. Congratulations, Adriana. And thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, Adriana. Talk later.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.